This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you back a returning guest. Unless you've been on a different planet, we're talking about the hottest stock in the OTC markets. We're talking about Progressive Care, Inc. Now, back on November 30th, I told you about this company. It was grossly undervalued at 1.2 cents. Obviously, I was right. Now it's trading at a 52-week high above 19 cents. Progressive Care, Inc., they trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol RXMD. I still think they're undervalued even at 19 cents. And with us today is the CEO of the company, Chantelle Mars. Thank you very much for coming on the show, and it's a pleasure to have you on here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me again.
You know, recently you guys made an announcement. I think you entered into a letter of intent to purchase a pharmacy in the Palm Beach County. What is this going to do for the rest of your business, and what does it mean for income-wise?
So we have been looking for an acquisition for a long time. I know that our shareholders have been following us, and we've been trying to find the right thing. And we are excited about going into Palm Beach County. We already have business from Palm Beach County that we're delivering from Miami. So just on the efficiency and the cost-saving side, it's going to be a huge boon for us to move some of the business that we have here that's costing us a great deal of money to service to Palm Beach and realize some scale there. But this company that we've chosen really specializes in institutional packaging and working with nursing homes and rehab facility patients who are in and out of facility and coming home and the packaging that they need that's unit dose. And so we're really excited to work with their staff and their expertise to work with those institutional clients, as well as grow from our model up there in that county and extend our reach another 100 miles. So it's going to really be beneficial. We have another platform. They have another 5,000 square feet or so where we can really grow into it, put our telepharmacy platform there and really recognize some scale by having another location.
Well, you know, rumor has it that you're trying to purchase it for $300,000. When do you think you'll actually close on the deal and those revenues actually show up on your balance sheet?
So we're going to close on the deal probably in the second quarter. I don't want to give a specific date because there's some regulation involved as to timing and advanced approvals by government agencies. So I don't want to give an exact date. But we do anticipate it's going to take place in the second quarter. And then we should, the revenues to begin with are going to be small just to begin with, because we have to ramp up after that approval point. So we're going to look to the third quarter of this year to really start seeing some revenue growth up there.
I wanted to talk to you about your Mass Ventures. You've been with them for a long time. Where are we at in that play? And also, if you could maybe elaborate a little bit on your kiosk model on the telepharma.
So we are really excited to work with Mass Ventures. We've worked with them for a long time. They've developed a lot of our website infrastructure from years ago. And now they are on site. Our principals are on site. And they've been doing such a good job in bringing market awareness, bringing brand awareness for Pharmco and for Progressive Care. So as we do these press releases, they're putting them out on Twitter and Facebook and our website and driving that traffic to our site and to our story. And so we're really excited about that. And then we have another couple of things. A lot of the reason our stock is doing well and our company is doing well is because of the service providers that we've been working with. And that includes Uptick Newswire, who's been talking about us for the last year or so, and a couple of others, Small Cap Voice and some others that have really been going out there and bringing that brand awareness, bringing that name awareness, telling our story to anybody who would listen. And I think that's why we've been doing really well. And as far as telepharmacy, that's one of our first technological development projects. It's something we believe will change the way pharmacy is delivered, because we have to make pharmacy more convenient to the end user. The customer goes and sees the doctor. They don't really want to travel to another location to speak to a pharmacist or get information that they need. And so if they're going to a clinic that's very large, they can have a kiosk right there, take their prescription, show it right there through a HIPAA-compliant platform, send their insurance information through that platform, have a pharmacist or pharmacy technician look at it right away, and then give them delivery information on site. And that's really going to streamline the process, going to streamline the consulting process. It's going to enhance patient engagement and really enhance patient understanding of their medication regimen. And we're really thrilled that we've been able to implement this at Century Village, but also get a great deal of data to enhance it and bring it to the next level as we branch out and institute this kiosk and this platform in a number of other locations.
You've been listening to Sheeta Mars. She is the CEO of Progressive Care, Inc. It's one of the hottest stocks on the OTC market, up about 17 times from the last time they were on the show. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol RXMD. Describe some of the things the company is doing to bring market and investor awareness, because obviously you guys are doing something right to have your stock go up this much in 90 days.
Honestly, I think the biggest key has been moving to OTCQB and the legitimacy that brings to our company. We're not doing anything different, but meeting some compliance standards by an independent agency really helps. And so I think our story is getting into the eyes and ears of people who would otherwise have written us off when we were on Pink's. But then the other thing is engaging the right parties. We're having the right investor relations companies take our story and take our story to their listeners and their subscribers. I said Mass Ventures, Small Cap Voice, Uptick Newswire. I know, and you've done a great job of bringing us to your listeners and keep having me on your show. And I think that's been the biggest change is really devoting ourselves to telling our story over and over again and bringing awareness of who we are and what we are to people that really want to invest in a company that's real and doing good things and doing great things for community and doing great things in healthcare. And I think that's the difference. I couldn't have even imagined it being this far this fast, but it goes to show you what good people and good service providers and a good story, what that can do for a company like us.
You know, while I got you on the show, I do want to ask you a couple questions. You and I have talked before about you guys uplisting to the NASDAQ. I'd like for you to respond on that. And second of all, do you guys have any thoughts about going into multiple states with your pharmacy?
Yes. So to answer your first question, going to NASDAQ is always been a goal of ours, but it has to make sense. And I've told that to shareholders and investors. I'm not one to jump into it and say the next thing we're going to do is be on NASDAQ. What I want to do is have a company worthy of being on NASDAQ. And I think to do that, we have to make the right acquisitions. We have to have the right partners. We have to have the right capital. And I think we can do that. We're executing now. We've built a great foundation over the last 2 years, and we're executing now on getting that investor base and getting that capital and getting those acquisitions under our belt. And then you're going to see us on NASDAQ as a $75 million revenue company worthy of being there. And then people will be really proud to see how far we've come once we're there. But I'm not going to jump tomorrow, but it's the goal we've been working on, and we're executing on all the objectives that we need to get there.
And how about the multi-state license?
Yeah, so the as your second question, getting the licenses. So we've gotten a couple others. We're applying for Vermont, I believe, and we're going to be expanding also into other states on our delivery model right now. To go to other states, and I think the next logical place is Georgia, and going up the Eastern Seaboard before we go west, is finding the right locations. We need urban locations. We need population-dense locations where our model really makes sense, where we can service a lot of people from a singular location. But we know that we can do a lot of good in places like D.C., like Atlanta, like Nashville, like New York, where we can reach really diverse groups, whether it be the elderly or the immigrant or the impoverished or even just millennials or middle income or even upper income, but to have that broad demographic base where we can reach them with our model and help them improve their patient outcomes. So we know we can get there, and we have the out-of-state licenses. We're getting more every month, getting more approvals, and we're going to start building our brands in each of these states and then start getting the next locations.
Progressive Care, Inc. is the company that we're highlighting today here on Stock Day. Trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol RXMD. Ms. Mars, in closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
I think one of the things that really excites me now, and one of the great projects that we've initiated, is we're starting to do our own R&D. We're starting to look at how things like CBD can really impact the wellness of patients. And for those that don't know, CBD is cannabis oil or cannabis extract, where those things have the medicinal properties without the psychotropic properties, the hallucinogenic properties that THC can have. We are working with a number of different vendors, and we think that developing our own product line, whether through joint venture with another company or an acquisition of a product line that we can further develop, is going to do wonders for our patients. I know that a lot of people are taking CBD for pain, for sleep therapy, for anxiety, for epilepsy, and we know that if we can integrate that with traditional medications and compounds, that we can do a lot of good for people. And we're always for getting people off opiates or preventing the start of opiates wherever possible, and we think CBD is one of those options.
Absolutely.
Where a doctor can prescribe that at the outset and really help manage a person's pain after surgery or manage a person's ongoing pain from a chronic disease or disorder. And that's what we want to do. We want to help people. And so our R&D is now the next thing that is coming out from Pharmco. And I don't want to give any timelines yet because we're in the infancy of working with our partners and suppliers. But that's what we're doing now in the lab.
Well, you said it all today. You said it a lot. I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure for you to take time out and come here. It's amazing what's happening to your company and the price and everything. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 40 or 50 days and give us another update.
Yes, I would love to.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.